This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Because it sounds like a heartbeat or something.
I do have a fan blowing some nice cool air on me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's hot, you know. It's hot.
That's the rumor.
Yep. It's humid is what it is.
With the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah, exactly. Is this 269?
Correct.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 269 of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
And my name is John.
I didn't watch a lot of stuff this week. How about you, John?
I watched a number of things. Not all that were great, but I did watch a number of things. No movies. Nice.
I watched three movies.
I got no movies. I think I've got three trailers and one piece of news.
Oh, well, it shouldn't be a very long week, I guess.
Guess not.
Well, okay, so Legends of Tomorrow. What'd you think of this week's episode? A good bounce back from the previous week, or?
Yes. It was a good bounce back. I'm really digging the whole mystery of what's going on with Sarah and this fucking hippy-dippy guy.
Yeah.
Especially that final scene where he points over to the table and he's like, oh, look, there's the scars. And, you know,
she's dead. She's a clone. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she's a clone. Sarah's dead again. They've killed Sarah Lance again, but we have a new Sarah Lance.
Right.
It's
we just didn't get to see it.
Right. It's like Ava's a clone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of Ava clones now, but they don't have each other's memories, it seems like.
Well, remember, and there was a whole planet of Ava clones.
Yes, yes.
A season or so ago.
Yes, that's true. What's that guy's name?
Which guy?
Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
So Bishop, you know, he's would you call him a megalomaniac?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. Me too. But yeah, so Sarah killed him, and then the new one appeared, and then she beats him up again and drags him to where the laboratory is, if you will, and that's where she finds out that she's dead and that she's a clone.
Right.
So Spooner's got an alien inside her, right?
Yeah. So didn't we already kind of know that, though? That's why she's able to hear them. You know, she'd been taken by aliens, but I guess I always just assumed she had alien something in her.
Yes. Yeah, it seems like it. She can speak alien. She was talking to the Amelia Earhart alien, who, as it turns out, was actually Amelia Earhart. And then like an alien was planted inside her and kind of took over her from the inside out.
Yeah, kind of weird, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of weird. But Ava kills...
We're used to aliens that go inside you and then rip out through you and become their own thing.
Yes.
Not one that just kind of, like, takes over.
Yeah. The legends are all living in Constantine's manor, of course.
Constantine is having to relearn all of his magic, so
yep.
He kind of got the old reset.
Because he somehow forgot... Or
no, it was that spell that Astra cast.
Yes. What else? Gideon is now on an old TV, which I think is hilarious.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, son. And Mick and Kayla are on the planet there trying to get to Sarah. And apparently there's some sort of pyramid on the planet where Bishop was terraforming the Earth, if you will. And
yep.
He tries to gas them out and kill them. But Mick is resourceful and survives and manages to help save Kayla. And then, you know, they're intimate.
Intimate. I wonder if they're going to have a baby.
Oh, probably. Who's the actress playing Kayla? I enjoy her.
I don't know. I haven't looked her up yet. I know that Mick is going to be off the show after this season. Like, that Dominic Purcell is leaving. So I'm wondering if they're going to, like, those two will ride off into the sunset together or something.
Oh, maybe.
Already has a kid.
Oh, that's right. He does have a kid. Well, maybe he wants to raise this kid from alien baby.
Maybe.
I don't know. So Aaliyah O'Brien is playing Kayla on Legends. And let's see here. She's also been in Debris. She played Grace in the – oh, she was one of his partners in the Icarus. Do you know Icarus?
Oh.
You know, nice. The partner near the end there that – yeah. Let's see here. She was on Supernatural as Lorna and Gloria Jane. She was in episode 2012 and 2019. A bunch of other stuff I've never seen. She's been in a ton of stuff, just nothing that's jumping out at me.
Gotcha. One of those people.
Yeah, I mean, she was even in Smallville back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's been around a long time. 2011. Yeah. Yeah. 2007. I say a long time. 2007. Yeah, because Smallville, she was in one of the last seasons. That was on for 10 years, so.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. That was on too long.
Supernatural.
Too long for never giving us the actual suit.
Oh, what a bunch of horse shit. Yes, I owe you a quarter. So anyhow, I thought Legends was good. It was definitely a good bounce back from the previous week.
Yes.
We've only got about half a season to get through still. We're only at episode 6 and there's 15, so we got 9 episodes left, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
It is.
I did not watch Sweet Tooth of the Bad Batch.
I watched both. Sweet Tooth was pretty good. We met some other people, and we met more hunters, and that was kind of scary. We discovered that Gus / Sweet Tooth is animalistic. You know, they played a little game with this boy where he was blindfolded and the kid would like whisper and he knew exactly where he was because he has super hearing. We got to find out that the big man that he's with was once part of a group that hunted and killed people.
Yep.
Like a bounty hunter or something. And, you know, he's now reformed his ways. It was not bad. Not bad at all. Bad Batch. The guys got cornered by Crosshair while they were, you know, because they picked up the transponder signal from that Jedi ship they were using to rip out their implants. And so Crosshair and his group came down there. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I did watch a handful of episodes of Orange is the New Black, the final season.
Oh, nice.
I just hadn't gotten around to finishing it. I know it's 2 years ago it came out, and I had watched the first 2 episodes. So I watched, I think, 4 episodes. I think I watched 3, 4, 5, and 6. It's okay. I'm going to finish it, just to finish it at this point. You know, Piper's out of jail, so she's dealing with what it's like to be on parole or on probation and trying to reacclimate to the real world, if you will. You know, we're dealing with, which is ironic, I guess, they're dealing with a immigration detention camp. Mm-hmm. That is just down the road from the prison the girls are in, and it's a girls' immigration detention camp. And so they're dealing with a lot of that. And in 2019... that was sort of a hot button topic, but not as hot as it was when they filmed all that stuff. It kind of became that, you know what I mean? So that's kind of interesting. And then, yeah, it's all right. It's not blowing me away, but I'm going to finish it.
Okay. While I was with Julia this weekend, we watched a couple episodes of the most recent season of Lucifer. Got to meet God and see what he's up to. They had their musical episode, which was fun. Basically,
oh, nice.
Just made everybody burst into song when he was near them. And so, yeah.
That was, it's a good way to explain why that's happening.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I just like music. So,
I watched some episodes of... I'm still watching season 2 of Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
I watched an episode here or there this week. It's... don't know. I enjoy it. I picked up a few of the comics recently when I was picking up some back issues. I grabbed a couple of the Grimm comics. Comics are great, just like the show. You know, continuation of the story. The comics pick up where, not from the beginning, but it's Nick and Monroe are still working together, and then Nick's partner, I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, and that's all that doesn't matter. He knows about that he's a Grimm, and he knows about Vesson and everything. So that's kind of neat. But in the comics, Juliet is not right now in season two, she doesn't remember Nick. She's dealing with getting those memories back after Adeline's cat scratched her in the hand.
Yeah.
And the comics, I don't know if it's before or after that, but she knows everything. So it's got to be after all that because she seems to know everything.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Like I said, I'm enjoying it.
I did watch the next episode of Solos.
How'd that treat you?
It actually treated me better.
Okay.
This one was Jenny, and she basically...
Go ahead.
Younger Asian woman. She's dressed in a... It looks like she's basically in an angel costume, because she's got, like, the white wings and a white gown. And... she's talking, and at one point, like late in the episode, she's like, I don't even know why I'm talking. I don't even know why I'm doing this. And she's telling this story about like how she's – what is it? She's trying to remember the order of it. She said that her and her husband are trying for a kid, but she doesn't understand kids and – she doesn't particularly like them, except for there was this one neighbor kid. And basically she made friends with this neighbor kid because she wanted to bang the dad. And so she would babysit for the kid, and she was trying to seduce the dad. And then she got caught being inappropriate by the dad's girlfriend. And she was basically naked in the house. Right. She was wearing the girlfriend's clothing and like masturbating on dad's bed, pretending that, she was with him, and the girlfriend came in. And so they kicked her out, freaked out on her. Turns out in the end that basically she's in a vegetative state. She's famous because she killed a bunch of kids, and these guys, one of them has his back to us, and it's the guy who's been – he played the main character in the Legion TV series, and he's been the voice of, like, the ship for Helen Mirren's show short. Yeah. And the voice of the computer for the one where she was trapped inside of her house. And he's a technician who's uploading her memories, and he's like, oh, man, this is that woman that killed all those kids. Nobody's going to want her memories. Well, somebody's probably twisted enough that they'll want to buy them. It sounds like they basically download the personality into another body. So it was interesting. And he was like, I'm just going to leave her here with this last memory where she's, freaking out about not knowing what she's going on. And he went to lunch and left the upload go. It was interesting.
I might check that out, actually.
Yeah, it was definitely better than the other ones that I'd seen.
Yeah, I think I'll check that one out. The only other show I have to talk about is Jupiter's Legacy. Do you have any other shows to talk about, sir?
Well, you're incorrect.
Loki. Sorry. Yeah, Loki as well.
I was going to say my mute button is working, not working. I did last – I know that normally we – don't do Sunday shows. So one of them I am skipping until next week. But last night was the season 5 premiere of Rick and Morty, and it was fucking phenomenal. This show is so stupidly good. Like, the whole thing was we met Rick's nemesis, who is basically a knockoff of Namor. But he's called Mr. Nimbus. And he lives in the ocean, and he can command sea creatures and stuff, but he also has control of the police. And that's not to say that, like, the police are in his pocket. Like, he can control the police like he controls fish. So, like, a bunch of – at one point, Jerry calls the cops because he's like, there's some weird sexy fish man on my front yard. And then he pauses, and he goes, well, I don't know what difference that makes, but we're white. And suddenly all the cops show up. And
Jesus.
They pulled guns on him, and Mr. Nimbus is just like, drop your guns. They all drop their guns. He's like, make out. And they all start making out with each other. And he's like, fuck. And they all just start like going to town on each other. And he's like, all right, now get out of here. And they all run away. And they're like, see, he controls the police. And yeah, he literally controls the police. But then they always have like a B story going on. And in this case, Rick was entertaining him because, you know, they had to resettle the peace accords between Rick and Mr. Nimbus. And so he needed to send some wine into a gateway, which is like a Narnia type thing, goes to another dimension, but time passes differently. So a couple seconds for us is decades for them. So he was throwing the wine in there so that it could age properly. And he kept sending Morty in to get the wine. And when he would fuck with shit. And an entire civilization grew up around trying to kill Morty the next time he came through the gate. And it was just a fucking phenomenal story. I loved watching it because, you know, only minutes are passing in our world. And they're having decades, generations of people who are growing up hating Morty, wanting to kill Morty. The evil child, when he comes back through here, we're going to stop him. They had like a whole Knights of the Watch thing going on. It was great. I love this show.
Maybe I should think about checking it out.
I can highly recommend it. Like Rick and Morty, it's got some dumb humor, but for the most part, it's really stupidly smart. So yeah, I hard sell it.
All right. Excuse me.
So
sounds good.
Other than that, I think you're right. Oh, there was a new show that premiered last night that I haven't watched yet because it was a Sunday night one, and I'll wait. Rick and Morty was the exception to the rule, but
sure.
That show that I had sent you the trailer for, Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that premiered last night, and so I'm going to check that out. It was on AMC, so I don't know if you want to check that out. You'll have to find a way to get it on AMC, but I haven't seen it show up on Hulu yet.
All right, I don't know. I'll see if I can figure something out this week.
Other than that, though, we finished Jupiter's Legacy and we've got Loki.
So Jupiter's Legacy, let's just jump to the past real quick.
Yeah.
We found out how they got their powers. Talk about unimpressive.
Not only unimpressive, but cheesy as fuck with the whole hands on the wall thing.
Yeah. They basically get to this island, and then the island, as it says here, are pushed to their physical and emotional. And basically, the island tries to make them turn on each other because
yep.
The island's testing them. Yeah. And we see skeletal remains of other people that have been there and apparently have killed each other, as they can see. And Grace is the one that picks up on it. And she's like, the island's testing our worthiness. So they go put their hands on the wall because they're trapped. And like, it lights up weirdly. And so they all go put their hands on the wall, but someone's isn't lighting up. And it's like, you guys need to put your differences aside. And they do that with a knowing look and a head nod. Yeah. And then it's like, and then they put their hands on the wall, but then Sheldon's unglows and he's like, it's not just them, Sheldon. You and Walter need to as well. And then they give each other a knowing look, and then shit lights up, and then dead relatives appear to tell them, oh, you're worthy. And then the next thing you know, they're floating in the air in full costume with superpowers they just got.
Full costume.
That they know how to use. And again, Full costume.
Yeah, at this point, I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. So Walter gets his daughter, Reiku, who's an assassin, to help, and is a good telepath as well. So the two of them can work together to search Black Star's clone brain for clues over who created him, et cetera, et cetera. And long and the short of it, it looks like that Firefox or Skyfire is the one that did
Skyfox.
It. Skyfox, there we go, is the one that did it. You know, he had to be the guy that turned on them and did all this stuff and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, his son mentioned that he was like the daughter of the world's greatest superhero and the son of the world's greatest supervillain shacking up together. So apparently he is the villain to end all villains, even though we haven't seen him yet.
Right. But Walter was blaming George, Skyfox, blaming George for all this, saying George is the one that created Black Star. George is the one that did all this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
He fought George inside Black Star's mind because he's like, oh, it was a trap, and he lured me in there. And
then Grace shows up inside and saves Walter, and they escape and everything. And now they're all blaming, George for all this. But then, of course, Walter goes and talks to his daughter, and that's when they basically reveal that Walter is the one that created the Black Star clone that attacked them, that did all this, and it wasn't George at all. We still don't know where George is. And then Walter kills his own daughter, you know? Oh, and he let the real Black Star loose.
Yes. To try to keep Sheldon away while he, faked the whole Black Star was created by George thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've been hanging on to this one for a little while, but Anna Akana, who played Raiku, a lot of people were like, why would you bring somebody in and just kill them right off? And she tweeted out, she's like, so gutted that Jupiter's Legacy isn't renewed for a second season. I guess it's fine now to spoil that Raiku actually isn't dead. She created a mind palace akin to Walter in order to convince him she was no longer a threat. But for now, RIP.
Okay, that makes sense. I like hearing that.
Yeah, so she would have still been around.
I really can't believe this show got canceled, and we got four seasons of Manifest.
By the way, Netflix might be picking up Manifest. That was my two news things for the week.
And by the way, people at work, us three seasons, fucking love Manifest, and I ripped into them today for their ignorance.
Good.
And liking this dumbass show. We enjoyed the first season to an extent.
Yes, we did.
And I said that. The first season was good. Second season, when it starts going downhill, the acting's fucking terrible. I hate that little kid. I want him dead. Well, you can't say that about a kid with cancer. I'm going to say it about this kid with cancer. I want this kid with cancer fucking dead. I was just not impressed.
I'm going to make that the episode title.
Oh, please don't. Please don't put, I want this kid with cancer fucking dead.
I want this
dead
kid with cancer fucking dead.
But it's just terrible. The acting's terrible. Like, I want to like the storylines, but I can't. It's not letting me. No. And we got three seasons of this and one season of Debris.
They never explained things, and then they kept piling on new mysteries, air quotes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dumb fucking show.
I completely agree. But yeah, I can't believe Jupiter's Legacy is gone. It was good. I enjoyed it. It was not like Debris, I was hard selling to everyone. Jupiter's Legacy, I was like, yeah, this was a damn good show. I enjoyed it.
Yep, but, same.
And so now, of course, it's gone. Can't have nice things.
Nope. We don't deserve them. What'd you think of Loki? The variant.
I love Loki. I'm glad that we only waited two episodes before they finally gave us the reveal, because we all pretty much knew it was coming, but I'm glad they didn't try to drag it out. It was fun watching their logic, like when he first tried to fuck with them when they went back there, and he's like, no, if you step outside that tent, you're going to die, and because this is how I would do it, and this is this. And you'll never know if he was just messing with them or if he legitimately thought he was being clever and was not being clever. But I did like the logic that they came up with, saying that the best place to hide would be right before a disaster.
Yes, that was cool. And they went to Pompeii and he did all kinds of stuff. And that's when they discovered that there was no no red alerts, if you will, whatever, registering that there was something wrong, because it didn't matter in the timeline because everything was about to be destroyed.
Yep. And so they went to, what was it, Alabama? I thought this was interesting. So it was like Rock's cart.
Yeah.
Which it was in Alabama. So you're supposed to believe that it's like a take on Walmart, but also it's the ROXX, which Roxxon is a big corporation in all of Marvel. You remember it from Cloak and Dagger, I'm sure.
Yes.
So Roxxon's always had a hand in things. So I thought those were some nice little nods right there. And basically this place was, there were, what was it, like killer storms, like hurricanes and tornadoes and shit that were destroying everything, and they were wiping this place off the map. It was about to be completely destroyed. And this is where Loki has been hanging out.
Yep. Yeah. And we find out that at the end of this episode as well, that Loki is a female version of Loki.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, we all kind of were leaning that way. We all kind of had a feeling that's where they were going to go. It doesn't make it any less cool, but...
No, it does not. And honestly, I'm actually kind of excited about the possibility of what they're going to do with the show, because at the end of this, or this episode, basically the female Loki created a booby trap of sorts, where she had stolen all these reset charges, and she makes using one of their transporter pads, she basically makes this giant thing where she sends these reset charges throughout the sacred timeline, all these different various places, which is creating all these different branch timelines, which is throwing, you know, the TVA into just chaos.
Yeah, she's essentially, it looks like she's creating a multiverse.
Yes, yes.
Because she's bombing the hell out of the sacred timeline and creating untold numbers of variances all over the place.
And when she teleports away, Loki eventually runs after her, much to Mobius's chagrin.
Yes. So. And it looked like he hesitated a bit. You know, he wasn't like flipping Mobius off or anything like that. I think he was doing this because he wants to be the only Loki.
Yeah, I believe it.
So he wants to try to stop her.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm hooked. I think we only got like 3 episodes left, Omi. Isn't there only 5 episodes in this?
Nope, there's 6.
Oh, good. So we got 4 episodes left. Yeah. I don't know. I said this when I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier. This is my favorite of the 3 we've had so far.
Yes. Yep. I have to agree with you on that one. I can't get over how much I'm enjoying this, and I think it's only going to get better. Like, they jumped right in. And second episode, they've already told us who the variant is, who, you know, the villain is. Although, bigger picture. Like, if they're hitting that in episode 2, then there is a much bigger picture looking at this. Yes, she's probably creating the multiverse right here, which is where we're going to get Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. This is also, we've had a major hint of Kang the Conqueror with that weapon from, you know, the year 3000-something. So it could be that this was just the – oh, God. I was about to say this is just the low-key thing that's going on, and then we're going to have the big bad. And then I realized the low-key is Loki. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pun intended, I guess?
Question mark? So – oh, I saw images today of Michael Keaton on the Flash set.
Yeah, that's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And there was also images of a chick in Supergirl costume.
Yes.
I said chick. That was inappropriate. A young lady. So I watched 3 movies.
3 whole movies.
Yeah, my buddy Jason, he had a vasectomy, so I went over, and him, Johnny, and I had a
weird way to start a story about what you watched.
Well, so I went over to his house, and we watched a couple flicks while he just, you know, sat around and healed. So the first one we watched was called Voyagers. This is the one that stars Ty Sheridan, Lee Rose Depp, Colin Farrell's in it, and other people.
Okay.
Came out in April. I got it at Redbox. Fucking terrible. Okay. Terrible. Fucking terrible. Basically, because of climate change, the Earth is in the shits. And in 2063, they find another planet that they can colonize to, you know, ensure the existence of humans. However, it's going to take 86 years for them to get there. And so what they basically said is, all right, so the people that are going, they're going to go knowing that, hey, I'm not going to see that planet. I'm going to live the rest of my life on this spaceship. And we're going to have kids that, well, they're probably not going to see that new planet either, because they're going to grow up and then have kids to have them grow up so they can colonize the new planet and get it ready for everybody else.
Okay.
But because they don't want people to long for how things were and sunlight and what life was like and be sad and depressed, instead they're going to clone a bunch of kids, make test tube babies, raise them in isolation so they don't know anything besides what they're going through, and then drug them to that with medication that inhibits hormones and emotions. So now they're all on the ship, and they're all like 24 years old, and there is one adult that went with them, the human that raised them, if you will, the scientist or doctor that was in charge of them, decided to go with them because he had no family here, and these are kind of his kids, and that way he could kind of help them. So he goes with them, and well, let's just say once they stop drinking literally the blue Kool-Aid, because that's what it is, it doesn't have the drug in it, and they start getting emotions again, they're a bunch of 24-year-old people that are experiencing hormones for the first time, emotions like jealousy, lust, anger, happiness, all kinds of things, so they don't know how to react. So it's basically like Lord of the Flies, but with 24-year-olds in space.
Oh.
It's just fucking god-awful. It's terrible. Yeah, don't watch this fucking movie.
It doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. It's not. It's not good at all. It's dumb.
Right.
And then the second movie we watched
This was still on Vasectomy
yeah,
Watch.
Right? It was on Saturday. Yeah, Vasectomy Watch. We watched Wrath of Man. This was excellent.
That was Jason Statham?
It is the Jason Statham Guy Ritchie flick. Yes.
Ah, yes.
You in the trailer, it just shows him killing a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. Don't get me wrong, but it's not just that.
Okay.
It's a great flick. It really is. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I don't even want to give it away. You saw the trailer, and the trailer really doesn't even tell you what the story's about, other than Jason Statham's apparently angry and kills people.
Okay.
Really good movie. Complex, like, what was this? Action thriller? Action thriller, kind of mystery heist flick as well, because there's a lot about with armored cars getting robbed and everything. Oh, yeah, they call it an action thriller heist film. There you go. Yeah, sure. I really enjoyed it. I would watch this again.
Oh, nice.
It's actually based on a French film that came out in 2004 called Cash Truck. So.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, it's got so Guy Ritchie is the director, and he also co-wrote the script, and it stars Jason Statham as well as Holt McKellen, Jeffrey Donovan, Josh Harnett, Scott Eastwood's in it, a bunch of other people.
Damn. Yep.
I really enjoyed it. It's a great. Well, Andy Garcia's in it.
I really wanted to check it out from the trailer, you know.
Yeah.
Jason Statham is like what Liam Neeson used to be like. You know, I see Jason Statham movies and I'm like, ooh, that's going to be fun. I know what it's going to be, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
I'm still waiting for an announcement that Jason Statham is coming to John Wick, because I feel like now that they're adding bigger names to it, we should get him in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's 53, so he's still, you know, in his prime shape for killing people.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Awesome. That's good to know.
And then our third movie was Kate and I watched In the Heights.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it right on HBO Max?
Nope. Kate wanted to see this on the big screen. And who am I to say, oh, honey, why would we go watch this on the big screen? We can just watch it here in our living room.
Someone with testicles?
Well, no, there's certain films I want to see on the big screen. We went and saw Evil Dead at the drive-in last year.
Yeah.
We'd seen it already at the theater once before. We've watched it at home numerous times. So, you know what I mean? There's just certain movies you want to see on the big screen. And we were going to go to the drive-in, but it wasn't going to start till 9 o'clock at night on Friday. Mm-hmm. And in Bridgeton. And then it's a 2.5-hour movie. And then it's now, you know, 60-plus minute drive home. Mm-hmm. It was playing at Regal at 7 o'clock, 7:20. And I said, look, let's just go look at Regal. When we get there, we'll buy tickets. If there's too many people there or you don't like what the seating options are or whatever it is, we don't have to stay. We can drive to Bridgeton and still catch the movie in time. So she's like, let's just do that. So we went to Regal in Augusta. We were one of like 8 people in the theater. We had no one around us. So it was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great. She really enjoyed the movie. You know, it's I like musicals. She likes musicals. It's fun to be able to go to the movies. She really never wants to go to the movies. She would rather just watch movies at home. So for her to say, I want to see this at the, on the big screen, or I want to go see this at the drive-in, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, and she, yeah, and she loved it. And it was really, really, really good. It was really good. Nice. We'll probably end up watching on HBO Max again before it comes off. And then while we were there, we got a trailer for the new Aretha Franklin flick with Jennifer Hudson. Mm-hmm. That looks good.
Yeah, that does look pretty good.
You know, along the lines of like, you know, we had the Queen movie, we had the Elton John movie. This looks really good. We got the Marvel trailer for the upcoming movies. So that got me all jacked up.
I bet it did.
And when they kept putting up like the title of the movie and the date it was coming out, Kate goes like, oh my God, how many movies are they putting out? I'm like, much more than this, because it was all only 2022. Yeah, all of the movies. And then we did get a trailer for another musical that's coming out in September. And it's funny because after the movie, we couldn't even remember what it was.
Okay.
But it was like we saw the trailer and it was like, I'd go see that. And it's I haven't even tried to Google it yet.
I almost went to see a movie. I had seen a listing, and then you sent me the same listing, which was that the Bangor Drive-In was doing back-to-back features of the Hitman's Bodyguard and the Hitman's Bodyguard, or the Hitman's Wife's
Bodyguard. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard or some shit, yeah.
And Julie had never seen the original. She didn't even know what it was, and I was like, oh, we should check that out. But it was the same kind of thing that you ran into where it was like – the movies won't start till 9 o'clock. There's two of them in a row. So you're looking at like, you know, 1 in the morning and then getting back to the place where she was dog sitting, you know, it would have been absolutely exhausting. And we were already pretty pooped. We were having a nice, chill, relaxed day, just unwinding. And we're like, do you really want to drag yourself out to the drive-in? Like if it had been something that I really, really wanted to see, then I probably would have made more of a fuss about it. But in this case, it was like, eh.
Well, it's like, I remember the name of that movie now. It's called Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
It's based a stage musical. Well, yeah, it's a stage musical, which is based on a book, and it's a Tony Award-winning like Broadway play and everything. Came out in 2016, and it's won a bunch of awards, and actually looks really, really good.
Yeah, it's got the kid who was the younger one in the first Pitch Perfect.
Okay, sure. I did not know that. But yeah, no, it looks really, really good. So we'll probably check that out.
Nice.
But yeah, I know what you mean. It's like this Saturday night, Limitless Wrestling is back in Falmouth for their first big show with fans. I'm super excited about it. And, you know, the show starts when it does. And then right up the road at the Heights Corner Drive-In. I'm going to say it wrong. I'm going to say the guy's name wrong. So I need to see it in front of me. So just give me a second. They're doing one of their midnight horror movies late night movies. It's L. Fulci's 1979 Zombie.
Yes. I saw that. Not the movie, but I saw that was coming.
Yeah. And it's just like, fuck, I'm going to be right down there. Like, I'm probably going to get out of wrestling. You know, the show will get over by, like, between 10:30 and 11. I'm going to be right there. And so I'm actually tempted to go see it.
Nice.
So, but, yeah. Anywho.
Like I said, I didn't watch any movies. So I don't really have anything to report there. I did have a couple of interesting looking trailers this week. We got a great trailer. I mean, it was short, but we got a great trailer for season 2 of Picard.
Yes.
I loved Tom DeLancey as Q saying, boy, you got old, Picard. And then you pan over and he's all gray haired.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was ironic.
And I know that it's, you know, they'll probably joke about it because, of course, the Q are immortal beings. They exist outside of time and space. So he'll probably just be like, oh, I thought you'd like this better or something like that. But
yeah, I thought you'd feel more comfortable if I look this way.
It's going to have time travel and time is being attacked and Q is going to help Jean-Luc. Looks like they're going to go back through like a greatest hits kind of thing. Oh, it's going to be good. Jonathan Frakes has been posting pictures nonstop because he's directing some of the episodes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I sent you an odd one for The Shrink Next Door, another Apple TV Plus original where Will Ferrell – this is based on a true story. Takes place in the 70s, and it's got Paul Rudd as a psychiatrist that's treating Will Ferrell's character. It looks decent. It doesn't look like a slapstick comedy, but it looks like it has some funny stuff to it. I'm getting more and more inclined to getting a $5 per month subscription to Apple TV Plus to check out some of these shows since, you know, we don't have a lot going on now.
Mm-hmm.
They have that one coming out with Rose Byrne called Physical, where she basically becomes a fitness guru in the 80s and looks very interesting.
Yeah, we have Apple TV Plus. Because Kate has bought a new iMac,
she got a
notification not too long after, hey, you get a free year. And she was like, oh, cool. Or MacBook, I mean, not iMac, but MacBook.
Yep.
So we have it. That's how I watch General.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or Greyhound, I mean. There's the new – I almost started the new Stephen King series, Lissy's Story, or mm-hmm. Lissy's Story with Julianne Moore, but I just wasn't into it. But I do want to check out that Physical.
Physical looks good, and one that I keep seeing over and over and over again, every time I turn around, they're talking about how much everybody loves Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot about that as well.
I got to check that out. I love Jason Sudeikis anyway, but everyone seems to be saying how good it is and how uplifting it is, so I don't know. The other trailer that I sent you was Wellington Paranormal, which that is coming from CW.
Yeah. I just wish it wasn't on the CW because you know it's going to be edited out all the swearing.
Yep.
And we're going to get constant gaps of silent air from it.
Mm-hmm. This is the spinoff of What We Do in the Shadows. This is the police department that works in the areas where these vampire werewolf attacks happen. And it just looks like the same kind. It's Taika Waititi and Jemaine Clement again. And it just looks awesome. More of the greatness.
I really wish it was on another channel.
Yeah, I could see that. Or even like Hulu, just a Hulu original kind of thing.
Yep. But it's interesting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, we're getting the show. It came out 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
And that's all I got for trailers. News, I told you the one piece that I had first, which was Netflix is actually doing like a financial look at whether or not they want to buy Manifest and keep pushing it out. And that makes me upset because we just celebrated last week. We just celebrated. Why? We were so happy. It was like the one light in the dismal world. After all of our shows are getting canceled, we're like, yes, at least Manifest got canceled. Netflix is like, well, wait, hold my beer. Where are they on Debris? Why won't they pick up Debris? They're going to pick up Manifest?
Hate Manifest. Hate that show so much.
Fuck Manifest.
Fucking hate that show. It's fucking dumb. Dumb fucking show.
The only other piece of news that I had, which is very interesting and it's very cool for me, but they just announced tonight, actually, when we started recording this, that they're going to be producing a animated TV series based on Final Fantasy IX, which is one of the – I mean, all the Final Fantasies have their own cool things going for them, but that one was very childish and cute and beautiful. And I loved it. Like, it was a rare gem for me. I really loved that one. Like, 7 got a lot of the recognition as the big one. And then 8 was, like, the gritty, nuanced, like, teen angsty one. 9 kind of got forgotten because then right afterwards 10 came out. and took right over. So, you know, people were still high on 7, and then 8 kind of polarized people. 9 got forgotten, and then 10 was huge again. So
yeah, I'm 10 excited. Was huge.
I want to see 9 get some due here. And they got great characters in there. I would love to see it. I think it would do really well as the animated series. So, yeah, that's kind of exciting.
Nice.
You got any news items for us, partner?
No, sir, I really don't. I've had a busy week, again, because of work. And then I think because most of my news sources I've blocked out because of spoilers and political shit. So I've muted so much stuff. I just think the stuff isn't popping up anymore.
Oh, I gotcha. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too bad that you can avoid spoilers, but it's too bad that now you're not getting a lot of news.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, it doesn't really hurt my feelings because I usually get it from you.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it's big enough, it pops up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Would you buy anything for Prime Day?
Nothing major. You know, I've seen a few things, like they just had a sale on trunk organizers, and I'm like, oh, I could use one of those. A couple of little fidget toys. I think I found a couple of card games that were knocked down like $7. So
nice.
Yeah. What about you?
Not really. I was actually thinking about getting a sound bar for my TV. And I was looking at the DVDs and stuff like that. There's a lot. Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, that'd be cool. But at the end of the day, not really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, not really anything. I mean, there's some things, like if I really wanted to, there's a sale going on right now. A lot of their D&D books are cheaper, and they're doing buy one, get one 50% off on top of that. But I don't need them. I'm not physically playing D&D right now, so you know, it's a lot of stuff like that. You know, looking at it and saying, oh, that's a decent deal, but I don't need it.
Do I really need that?
Yeah. So yeah, nothing's really jumping out at me. And of course, the Amazon devices, I've already got some of those, and most of the sales on those, air quote sales, aren't that great. I mean, for some people, sure, they're like, oh, 50% off a dot. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, and the stuff that I've been looking at lately that I want to buy is not even on Prime.
No.
It's not on the Prime Day sales. So yep.
Yeah, I think that's it for me this week.
Yeah. I think that's it for me as well.
Yeah,
that's it for me as well.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter. I'm Superstar ML.
I'm on Twitter, kinda. I'm the Quantum Geek, G33K.
And that's our show.
Correct. That is our show. We'll talk to you all next week-ish.